you dropping by, and next time you come up, just bring it up here, and we'll put it in a B-blast cabinet, and if it needs to be cleaned up, they'll clean it up real quick, but just be mindful of the sensitive stuff. But anyway, tell Miss Joy we said hello. Appreciate you dropping by, Gary. You have a nice evening, sir. All right, Miss Wendy, I know you're there. I'll be right there. Give me one more second. Any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Mobile on 85 South, no traffic, no tables.
NUE. Please check in. Kilo India 4. Kilo Charlie X-ray. KI4. KCX. My name is Jerry. My location is Craig Horse. Just check us in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
Welcome N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane on 85 South. And Shane, you be careful out there, bud. And KI4KCX, that's Mr. Jerry in Gray Court. And Jerry, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next on the stump, which is KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy. How are you tonight, ma'am?
KO4NUE, this is KN4HTP. I had a pretty good day today. Enjoyed a nice long drive, well, not too long, down to Greenwood and back. And I attended my online general class exam, and that was nice. Got through the second half of Chapter 4, which I found much more interesting than the first half. It took me back a little bit to my computer programming days, so that was kind of fun. How was your day?
Pretty good. Like I said, I've been down in the shop for last couple weeks trying to take care of some loose ends and get some things finished down there. It's just, you know, it's always some little kind of tiddlywink thing that needs to be done, and you'd look at it and you think, okay, well, it's, you know, that won't take me long. And, you know, next thing you know, you're 8 hours into it, and it was supposed to be a 20-minute job. You know how that goes. It just turns into a mess.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could go through life with things taking as long as we expect them to? We would get a whole lot more done.
Right, but that's, I guess that's what makes things tick, you know. I know with me, it's typically, you know, okay, well, you know, this won't take long, and it'd be just, you know, a little 20 minutes something or another, and then, like I said, it turns into, you know, the time I can deal with, loss of time, but when you start breaking equipment over something that was supposed to, you know, take, you know, 10 or 15 minutes, that's when it becomes painful, you know, tool bits and things like that down in the shop. Some of those things are pretty expensive. And, you know, I've learned, though, that I'm really careful about putting things into my mind that say, okay, this is an easy job and this is only going to take me about 20 minutes. Because when you do that, you get in a hurry. And when you get in a hurry, it usually ends up costing you, you know, a pretty good chunk of change, especially in a machine shop. So I try not to do that. And, you know, just learn some hard lessons with that.
Sounds like a much better attitude to just take it as it comes. And not everybody can be okay with their time component. That's what usually tries my patience, I guess I should put it that way. But I'm glad you're able to get some stuff done, and probably it was a pretty pleasant day out there based on the weather.
It was absolutely beautiful. I opened the doors on the shop and just, you know, enjoyed the cool weather. But wintertime's my deal. I love wintertime, so I'm ready for, you know, I'm ready for the cold weather. The colder, the better, you know. So I I'm ready. But with that, Miss Wendy, do you want to go through this radiogram real quick? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, as I was doing this, I realized I forgot to say break. So where would have been the appropriate places to say the word break?
UE with KN4HTP on Blue Ridge 2 meter net. So it's broken up into three parts. And Gary, I know you're listening. You know, if I say something wrong, please let me know, or you know, throw your information in there. But the way I was taught was that there are three main components: the header, the address line, and the body. After each one of those components, you say break, and that gives the station that is copying the information, that halts, that stops the information being sent so that both stations can break it up into small pieces, and you don't move on to one until, you know, one small piece is finished and it's correct. So, to answer your question, you typically say break after the header, and then when that station notifies you that they're good, then you move to the address line, and then you say break after that. Now, the body is a little different. The body you can say break, but both of you may need to talk about that for a little bit. At a minimum, you'll have to agree on the check of words before, you know, the traffic is actually accepted. Because if that's not right, then that can be a problem in certain circumstances. So that's why you kind of make a big deal about, you know, the check of words box. Did that answer your question, Miss Wendy?
And my next question is, with figures and mixed group, which I know I mixed those up too, so the radiogram number, I say figures and then I give the number of that. Now, when I get to the station of origin, do I say mixed group before I give my call sign?
What? Let's see if Gary's in there. I've heard it go both ways. So one thing that you're not seeing here is that with on a FM repeater like this one, you know, you have a certain amount of fidelity and clarity with being able to talk with one another. We don't struggle that much with being able to understand one another. Typically, these are sent on HF, and I know you've listened to conversations or whatnot on, you know, some of the HF frequencies, and sometimes it's horrible, and you have to really work at it. So that is those figures, and when you're going to give a set of numbers, you say figures, and then you pause. That lets the receiving station know, I need you to switch gears in your mind because I'm going to give you something other than letters. I'm going to give you a group of numbers. And because you know when you're listening and you are struggling to hear and pick information out, your mind goes into overload, or mine does. So any information that the sending station can give you to, you know, help you with that, from my understanding, that's why that's there, or the why you say it that way, to let them know, okay, switch gears here. And let me let my radio drop, Wendy. For a fact, being a net controller, is that occasionally you run across a call sign that is, you know, quite the alphabet. It's is quite difficult to process because it's the right combination or the right combination of numbers and letters that your mind doesn't process well. E's and X's are my deal, and K's and Q's are my problem. And if a station throws a number in there that is not a full call, that slows me down. So if I'm struggle with that already, and I'm struggling with the to try to hear on a HF frequency, if the sending station can say, okay, I might give you something that's a little difficult here, I need you to, you know, focus, my mind can switch gears and say, okay, well, I'm expecting a set of numbers here, or a set of mixed letters and numbers. And it's just helpful, you know, it's them trying to be a little bit more professional and helpful, because they wanna give you the traffic so that you can deliver it. Was that helpful, or did I muddy things up for you?
Okay. Well, yeah, Chad. I was going to do the call sign thing again. Yeah, that's very helpful. So going along the header, and I get it. Like, my letter is S, Sierra. I don't know. My brain just wants to make that a C every time I hear the word Sierra, so I get that. And when somebody says, when I'm calling the net, this is the first time I've checked in with you, then I know it's a call sign I'm not going to be familiar with, and that helps me too. So I have appreciated that in the past. So when I get to the check box, so then I should say figures, and then check 8, and then when I get to the time, then I would say figures, and in the date with the mixed group, because I'm going to throw in the name of the month. So does that sound about right to you?
Both ways, Wendy, to be honest with you. I think it's as far as the header line goes. Typically in the body, though, and the address line and the body, these traffic handlers that do this a lot, it's a rhythm. It's kind of like, and it took me a while to learn that. And here's one thing that I have noticed with dealing with traffic up on one of the national traffic centers, is that typically you send a message that is, you know, ARL related or a message, just for kind of practice. If you deviate from that a little bit, then the receiving station typically, well, from my experience, they don't struggle with it, but they'll ask some questions. And here's what I've learned with that, is that it's not their difficulty that they're struggling with, is that I haven't learned the rhythm. I can say anything in a message I want and go right through the National Traffic Center if I can get in that rhythm. It's kind of like, sort of like Morse code. I don't know that much about Morse code, but if you ever have the opportunity to jump up on 3.915 or listen to Gary when he passes traffic, it's kind of like a song, and it's got a beat and a rhythm to it. And when you get in lockstep with the guys who and ladies who do that quite frequently, it doesn't matter what you send. As long as you're in rhythm, they don't struggle with it, and they'll zoom right through it. And it's taken me a while to learn that, you know.
This is KN4HTP. Well, I appreciate this tutoring that you've given me on the radiogram, and I'm going to try again next week. So I'm inviting you or someone to please piece of traffic to me on Monday night when I call the net, and I will try and pass a piece of traffic again on Tuesday when you are calling the net. And I appreciate you walking me through this. And I want to learn it correctly, so, you know, that's why I'm being, I don't know, detail-oriented on this. So I appreciate you taking the time to mentor me on this stuff. Thanks a lot, Chad.
NUE with KN4HTP. All right, Miss Wendy, well, I'll leave you with this. I know it's late, and you're tired. I know I'm starting to wane a little bit, too. But, you know, this has got a little bit of stress to it. And I'm the president of the Thermal Belt Club in Tryon, and I have learned and tell everybody when we have classes at the club that, you know, go, when you're trying to learn something new, get the foundation, and then go straight to the radio, because the radio is where the stress is. For some reason, pushing that button creates some anxiety, and I think that is, you know, I'm going to get fussed at, or I'm going to do something wrong, or I'm going to do something to embarrass myself. And I'm just going to tell you right up front, I care. I mean, I do care that, you know what I say, and I'm mindful about that. But anybody that doesn't understand that I'm a human and I'm going to make mistakes, then that'll have to be on them, because I am not going to learn to fly an airplane by reading a book. Eventually, you got to get behind the controls and fly the doggone thing. So give me some foundation and just go ahead and deal with the stress. You're going to have to deal with it. So just do it and get under the stress. And, you know, it's not easy to send this, and it's even harder to copy it. So I get it. I do. And I commend you for trying. There's some operators out there that just can't get past that, and that's difficult. But, you know, when you step up to the plate and say, hey, I'm going to make a mistake here, but I'm going to learn it, that's pretty commendable. So kudos to you, ma'am. And, you know, appreciate you taking the time to learn it. So it's standing on the shoulder of giants, or the men and women before us. So, with that, Miss Wendy, do you have any more questions, ma'am?
This is KN4HTP. No, I'm satisfied with my. I have some things I can improve on, and I appreciate your advice. Thanks a bunch for that. Please tell Miss Anna good night for me. And this is KN4HTP. I'll be clear.
KPKO4NUE 73s, Miss Wendy. Tell Mr. Mark we said hello, and I hope you have a nice evening and a wonderful week. Please be safe, and we'll see you later on down the log. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Go ahead, recheck.
KO4NUE, KA3JCA. Chad, I wanted to let you and Wendy know, if she wants to send me a piece of traffic on Friday night's net, she could more than do that also.
Are you still in there? Did you get that?
I'll definitely take advantage of that invitation. Thank you.
They got it.
Thank you very much. I actually just rolled over and turned the radio back on and heard you guys still talking. Thank you very much, KA3JCA.
KI4DOS.
Go ahead, Mr. Gary.
Chad, you know, since this net is part of the traffic handling system, it doesn't have to be any specific night. Anytime a net controller or another ham wants to send a message across this, you know, they can, it does not have to stay in the VHF range. If, say, Wendy wanted to send a message to her folks out in Utah or wherever they are, she can put it out on this net. Then we will take it from this net and go to the HF nets and get it across the country. So it doesn't. If they want to practice, that's great, and feel free to do so. But it, like I said, if you want to pass a piece of traffic, that's what we're here for.
We may actually do that one night. I know Miss Wendy's trying to learn, and I'm still learning too. I know you've taught me a lot, and but we may actually do that. We may send a piece of traffic and then see if we can get you to move it up to the National Traffic Center for us, or South Carolina Single Sideband, and just see what happens. That'd be kind of neat, don't you think?
You'll probably be amazed that it goes to wherever it's supposed to go and comes back to you, which is a really great thing, and it's a lot of fun. And, you know, we're doing them a service and doing us a service as well. So I just wanted to throw that out. Anytime anybody wanted to send a piece of traffic someplace, they can put it out on 2 meters, and then the folks on 2 meters will take it to another HF net and get it on its way. If it can be done through different repeaters, we can do it that way. You know, just for an example, you've got somebody that talks on UHF all the time, or you know somebody, and you want to get them a message, you can put it out on VHF as a radiogram to be sent over to the UHF spectrum. So, I mean, it's all kinds of things you can do with it. But I just thought I'd throw that out and let everybody know that if they wanted to pass peace traffic, it's more than fine, and that's what we're here for.
Phil, I will say that when I was learning and you were teaching me a little bit, the guys up on the sideband, I mean, they do an outstanding job, and ladies too. And it just went so fast, and I just said, I'm just going to have to break this down, and I'm going to use 2 meter to learn. And that's, I'm telling you, that's the best way. That was really beneficial to do it with something, do it on, you know, an FM repeater where you've got some fidelity and you can actually focus on what's going on. Because the message itself looks pretty simple when it's written on a piece of paper. But like I said, it's the rhythm and just trying to get everything in your mind that's what's happening. And that takes some time to do that. So you're right. Anybody that wants to practice, hey, you know, do it. It's pretty effective. It works really well. So, and I personally think every ham should know how to do that, but that's just my opinion. But at any rate, Gary, appreciate the information.
AI4DOS back to net.
If we've got any more check-ins before we start the net closure, any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Anyone for comments or rags you, please call KO4NUE. Heard, please stand by for my net report. Heard somebody double in there. Let me pause for a second. Anybody that doubled with me, go ahead for a close net.
Actually, shocked you still had it going. What a surprise. But anyway, which I guess that's a good thing. But anyway, check in N4 DME, November 4, Delta Mike Echo. I'm Paul, I think, over here in Dakota. Check in Pops, Alpha Alpha 4 Quicksilver, A4 QS. And that's Donald. We're both in Dakota and appreciate you calling the net and everybody on the net tonight. Hope everybody has a good week coming up. N4 DME.
Sir,
sir. I'll amend my net report or resend. We'd like to welcome N4DME and AA4QS. That's Mr. Don and Paul in Dakota. Hope you gentlemen are doing well, and appreciate you checking in with us tonight. So with that, I'll resubmit my net report. Please stand by. I'll return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to all on the net, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear. Everybody be safe, and have a wonderful week. West, KO4NUE.
QE, KI4DOS. I just crossed the room, Chad.
I'm that just right. Joey probably said, Gary Chance calling you, you had to go back all the way across the house, didn't you?
No, I was, I was over here checking some voltages on a power supply, and when you called me, I dropped my meter in the floor.
Sorry about that. So anyway, reason I was calling was let you know that one of the club members has donated a bunch of books for the club, and we're putting them online for a library. So, you know, anybody wants to check out a book from the club, they can, you know, actually have a book that they can hold in their hand. So one of the books that I've got is the FCC rule book. It's, let's see, it's 300 and something pages. And it breaks down all of, you know, the legalese speak with the FCC rules and regulations. And, you know, gives examples and answers questions about, you know, the legalities of the license and so on and so forth. And I just like to say, oh my goodness, I mean, this is the greatest thing in the world. I keep it right here, you know, with, you know, being a net controller and all. But I'm telling you, I have learned so much just from reading through this thing about what, you know, legally what you're, you know, supposed to do. And not only that, but why the law is there. And that's pretty neat.
It really is neat. A lot of good information in there. A lot of things have changed over the years. A good example of that being is, you know, the number in your call sign. It used to be cut up into areas. And if you lived in that area, you had to have a call sign with that number in it. When you moved, say, from California, which is a 6, and you moved to Tennessee, which is a 4, when you got to Tennessee, you had to change your call sign from the 6 call to a 4 call. You may not be able to get the same letters, but you still had to change your call. But now they don't do that anymore, and that's the reason a lot of folks around here, my wife being an example, has a 3 call. You know, hers is a vanity call, and it's from the 3 area, but it's legal to have it here in the 4 area now.
So, but at any rate, I hope you didn't damage your meter. It wasn't worth all that, I guess, but I just want to let you know that I've got this book, and like I said, I've just been reading through it. And it does a pretty good job explaining why you need to keep your radio tidy, and why you can't transmit out of, you know, these frequencies, and why you have to use this much power. When you see the bigger picture, things start to change a little bit, and, you know, I just thought, okay, well, you know, it's just, you know, government telling me what I got to do. But it's really not. You know, when you see what else is happening with, you know, around what you're transmitting on, it makes a whole lot of sense.
Because it's a great book of, you know, the rules and regulations and all of that. It's just kind of hard to get through sometimes unless you've got a book that will break it down and put it in layman's language. But, Chad, if you sit down and think about of all the RF that's actually floating around out there right now as we speak, you know, it boggles the mind. You know, it's from one end of the spectrum to the other, you know, from the very, very low frequencies all the way up to the, way on up in the, above the gigahertz now. So it's amazing how much stuff is actually out there. If you think about it, well, you know, the VHF radios we're talking on now, the old analog TV stations, their video was in one frequency, and their audio was in the VHF range. You could listen to a TV program on your little HT if you knew what frequency the Channel 7 was broadcasting on. You could listen to it. You couldn't see it, but you could at least listen to it.
At the end of each chapter, they have a little question and answer. So the rule says this. Here's the examples of, you know, what happens when you don't do this. And one of them that I've always wondered about was, you know, why you need to stay 3 kc's off the edge of each band. And, you know, there's like 2 paragraphs here on that. And it starts off as there are many factors involved. Well, it breaks all of those down. And, you know, what happens when you do that, when you don't stay off of what's required. And I just, you know, just want to let you know, that's been really helpful. I never thought that diving into, you know, rules and regulations from the legal side of things would be helpful, but it really has been. I'll show it to you next time you come over. I mean, it's you probably already know most of it, but I just thought it was neat and just want to let you know about it.
You've got it. It's an awfully good piece of information that you've got there. It knows a whole lot more than I do, Chad, by a long shot. I've learned a lot of mine through osmosis, I guess. I don't know what else you'd call it. But I'm glad you got it, glad you're enjoying it. And, hey, I think that's a fantastic idea with the club, you know, having all the books and being able to check them out like a library and taking them home with you and studying them and looking over them and then returning them to the place they belong so someone else could look at it as well. But, you know, computers are great. I'm not saying that they're not. They're great tools. But there ain't nothing like having a book in your hand. I just seem to learn more off of with a book in my hand than I do off the computer, I guess, because the computer goes so fast and I can turn the pages at my own speed.
KL4DOS. No, you're exactly right. I'm the same way. There's no replacement for having something that you can hold in your hands. You can hold it, but you touch it and you get sensory input off of that, and it works with my brain. That's the only way I can learn. I cannot read text and understand it. I cannot. Even the simplest of things. But a roadmap or a schematic, that's, you know, that's different for me. I can sit there and look at it for hours, you know. But reading text, especially something that's legal, I can't do it. But if I can hold it in my hand and, you know, touch it, feel it, that kind of thing, there's no substitute for that.
So it's the KO4NUE. I agree with you there. Like I said, a book is tangible. You can reach out and touch it, even though your laptop, you know, people could say, well, my laptop or my tablet or whatever is tangible. It is, but it's not like taking a feeling of the paper and turning the pages and that sort of thing. But I'd love to see it next time I'm over there. When you're over here, I've got a couple of old books that were, well, one was given to me, and the other one was the real old one was given to me as well. And they're old radio books. K4UOZ, Ray Elrod. I don't know if he's still alive or not. I haven't heard from him in years. But he gave me a book. It's signed by the author that his dad got when he was a ham. So that gives you some idea on the age of the book. But you would enjoy looking through it, I'm sure. But we'll get together with some of these books one of these days soon.
KI4LZI.
I was in KI4LZI. Okay, Mr. Gary. Well, I don't want to hold you up, bud, and certainly didn't mean to interrupt your evening. But just want to let you know that I've got it here. I keep Part 97 here in the station in case there's some kind of discrepancy or something. I can always try to work through, but it's just so difficult to work through. I mean, it's just like, my goodness, where do I even find that? But this thing is just, I mean, you just look in the front of it for the index and, you know, how to handle emergencies, for example, and it breaks emergencies down into, you know, national emergencies, state emergencies, county, and then even down to having a flat tire, you know. So things like that are, you know, kind of helpful. But at any rate, I just want to share that with you. I didn't mean to mess your evening up.
My evening up at all. Like I said, I was just over there fiddling around on the workbench a little bit. There's a couple of things I got over there I want to try to get knocked out here in the next little bit, but hey, I do that when I want to. I'm not getting paid to do it, so, and it's my stuff, so ain't no big deal. But I'll let you pick Andy up. Joy's come into the room. I guess she's wanting something, so I'm gonna have to clear out of here. Tell Anna we said hello, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Andy, I'm sorry I got to run, but I hope you and Chad can continue the conversation. Maybe I'll be back in a minute. KI4LZI, KO4NUE, KI4DOS.
Well, if she can wait a few minutes, just hold on. I doubt you remember him, but because you wasn't on here in the early 80s, late 70s, but I got a question for you. Before VRV?
What was his name, Andy? I don't remember the call.
I doubt that you remembered him, but I thought I would ask. Boy, you would ask me his name, and I just seen him here tonight. And unfortunately, his name has escaped me, but he used to be over there at Clemson in the Clemson Amateur Radio Club and taught over there electronics, too, over there for many, many years, but he's I guess, the best you can say around here there is for people by antennas, amateur antennas. And that's kind of what I was telling Chad earlier. Some of the stuff that Chad was talking about earlier in weeks past, this guy could have explained right down to the definite detail. I didn't know if you could. It was just back in the early 80s, late 70s. I used to hear him on 610 here. Way back then, he remembered. also, could I remember some of the call signs he was talking about tonight?
Meeting tonight, Andy.
JI4LZI, W4VRB. It used to be, like I said, some of the ones that used to get on here back then, like J4JTY, W4HCZ. And I bet you Ray Allison knew him, too. All those old-timers that used to get on this repeater back in that day and time, he used to get in here and rack you with a lot of them. He brought back a lot of call signs from back then on this frequency that I'd about all forgotten. Unfortunately, his name's done escaped me since earlier, but that was his call sign.
Theoretically, Whiskey 4, Alpha, Romeo, Bravo.
His call sign's still good. Whiskey 4, Victor, Romeo, Victor, W4VRV. He's, as far as in this area goes, he's about the best antenna guy that there is up here in upstate. He's not that active now anymore, but he used to frequent this repeater a lot here back in the early 80s here, because that's where I first heard him, man.
Well, I don't remember him, but I wished I'd been at the club meeting tonight. I'd love to meet him. I had something come up, and I wasn't able to get over there tonight, so, like I said, I'm sorry I missed it, but thank you for bringing that in to me. And I'll talk at you a little bit later. I got to run in here and see what Joy wants. But pick it up with Chad. KI4LZI, KI4DOS.
Okay. I didn't think that you probably would, because that was even before you was in here, you might say, because that's, like I said, way back when I was still in high school on this repeater. But I remembered his calls. Like I told y'all before, I do better with call signs than names. But some of what he explained tonight would have answered some of Chad's questions in the past, and I just think Chad couldn't be there to hear it. But go ahead, Chad. JI4LZI.
Not much going on here, Andy. Nice to hear you check in tonight. I hadn't heard from you in a while. But everything okay your way?
I've done secured the net. I don't want to drag on forever now if the net's not secured.
Yeah, it's net shut down, so go ahead, but.
And see, well, I was between the car here and the fix station at the time, and I didn't know, but his call's still good. He's just not as active as he used to be. You can look him up like all the rest of us there by his call sign, and like I said, I heard his name earlier, but right now it flies by me, but his call sign is still relevant still. He's just not as active. But any antenna issue you got, he's the man that understands a lot of this stuff, like you've been talking about affecting one part to affect another part, another effect. He was out there explaining tonight about some of that. And that's the man that knows the antenna stuff before he passes away. And this is just for general information here. I'm about to tell you, talking about ECs and whatnot, you know, on the state level, really, J908 is the state EC. J908 is. Yeah, there's different levels, as you found out about that, federal, state, and local. And others as well. Go ahead, Chad.
NUE with KI4LZI. So, no, you're right. Some of them are, and they all have a different feel, you know. Some of them are just quite dry as a bone. And then, you know, others have, you know, quite a
pleasant to, you know, not necessarily just have a conversation with, but you can just tell by listening that, hey, you know, I'd like to be a part of that, because, you know, it sounds like these guys know, ladies and gentlemen, know what's going on. So, you know, that's, you're exactly right. Each one is different levels. And like I said, with the levels comes, you know, a different kind of feel, too.
Cindy was talking earlier about, of course, they charge a mint for it now, though. But there again, as you pointed out to me, over the past year, a little over, though, the radiogram, ARRL radiogram, isn't used by everybody. Remember about these other forms that we have over here that's 213 and all like that? You've got the radiogram, but then you got all these others. But for learning purposes, that Aries Field Resource Manual, even though this one's an old one, I generally use it to make sure when it comes to such stuff as the radiogram, I halfway get it right. I picked this one up at the flea market years ago. Well, now they charge about $12 or $15 for it, but it goes into great detail now about the radiogram, what you should and what you shouldn't do in it, you know, if you... And you may get it now also online. I hadn't really checked to see on that point since I got this.
You can buy them from ARRL in a whole book. They're $2.20 for a book, I don't know, 3/8 of an inch thick. But you can print them off, too. And that's what typically what I do is just print them off. But, you know, you're right, Andy, is that the radiogram is overlooked quite a bit. It is a little intimidating at first. And we're just so persnickety about, well, I don't want to embarrass myself, or I don't want to look like I'm not, you know, I don't know everything. I can't be that way. I don't know nothing about ham radio. I'm trying to learn. So I don't mind putting it out there that I don't know, and I want somebody to teach me. And I'm going to have a teachable spirit about it. But I have spent some considerable time with not necessarily a radiogram, but studying traffic, you know, official written traffic. And I tell you, one important thing I learned with the radiogram is that it does a couple of important things here. Let me let my radio drop. Is that it ensures that the message being sent is accurate from one station to the other station, whether that's 15 relays or one relay, it doesn't matter. It's accurate. So if you and I are going to have, I'm going to send you a piece of information, and I say, hey, Andy, how are you tonight? That's one thing. But if I need to send something to you and say, hey, I need, you know, 26 cases of bottled water, and I need 250 gallons of diesel fuel, and I need 2 chainsaws, and oh, by the way, I saw a purple fox with 2 pink ears and an orange tail, and his right foot had, you know, an orange paw. Okay, well, that's a little bit different situation, because if you get those numbers transposed or get those numbers mixed up, or get the sequence of events mixed up, that's got the potential to, you know, mess things up or possibly hurt somebody in the right situation, you know.
So I understand why traffic handlers are the way they are, and I don't mean any disrespect by that at all. Let me rephrase that. I understand why people who handle traffic, it has to be a certain way, and it has to be done a certain way for that reason. The second thing I've noticed is that when you're sending one message here or one message there just to practice or so on and so forth, that's great and dandy. But in the middle of some type of emergency, when you're sending, let's say, in a given 8-hour period, well, let's say talking with the EOC, for example, and you send that radiogram. Well, the word radiogram sounds kind of corny. Sounds like a, you know, telegram or something. But when you start stacking these things up, that you've sent this and sent that, what you're doing is creating a written record of the chain of events that have transpired through the day. So it becomes a log. So you can say, okay, well, I sent first piece of traffic at 8 o'clock, and it said this. And it also alleviates any discrepancies of what was sent, what did you ask for? So you see what I'm saying? It's a simple form, but it does a whole lot.
That's a guy. That's one thing I hate about one who used to do the 7-9 that on Sunday night prior to about, let's see, maybe not this year, prior to this year, KL7FO used to do practicing with traffic here with the radiogram holding Sunday night on the 7-9 machine, the Anderson Radio Group. I kind of picked this thing up here, and believe me, I'm no expert, but with this resource manual and with help, he used to do that a lot over there on Sunday night on the 7-9 machine about practicing with the radiogram. There, the ARRL radiogram. And between this book and that, I got that I could at least do that fairly well. I know this will never happen, like I said before, about the 213 and all this other stuff. It'll never happen, but because you got so many different levels involved in it, it'll never come down to a uniform, let's put it this way, radiogram. I wished it would, because that way, if you stick to one thing and everybody uses it, odds are everybody's going to get perfection with it. But when you're using 10 or 12 as well as the radiogram, there's no way everybody's going to remember everything. Especially, say, like Wendy's case you're talking about there. You know, I know she now knows it exists, but she's still learning, and there's a lot about this that I know she's got questions about it, and I don't know everything, and when you throw all these other skin with the radiogram, I mean, there's no way everybody can learn all that. That's the unfortunate thing about it. KI4LCI.
Can you eat? So that brings up a good point, Andy. So let me ask you a question, and this is I'm not sure what the right word is. Maybe rhetorical, I'm not sure. So, well, let's say you're a member of the EOC. So let's say you're relaying traffic to the EOC for tornado or whatever, and you are given information on a radiogram. Do you tell the station that's sending that information to you that I don't do radiograms? I
only do ICS 213s, or I just do voice. So what do you think is happening to the station that's trying to send that information? And what do you think could potentially happen to, you know, the EOC, who's making all the decisions about the emergency, if they don't, you know, they don't have that one piece? So my whole point here is that, this is my opinion, okay, is that, you know, I think we should kind of sort of be proficient at doing all of it, because I think there's a place for all of it. And that's being a net controller, that drives me to say, okay, well, I'm not going to reject anything if it's legal, you know. I'm going to teach myself so I can get as much to the EOC as I can, or anybody that needs it. And that's my viewpoint. What do you think?
K-I-4-L-Z, well, it ain't going to change anyway, so you don't have to worry about it. It's just that on everybody in general, it would make it easier. Not that it's going to change. No, I don't expect it will. That's the only bad thing about the situation. Every level has their own form. It won't change, but for people that's learning, it would make it a heck of a lot easier if everybody used the same paperwork. But no, it ain't gonna change. If you'll be in here later, I'll be back. I got to go take some insulin. But I was just hearing y'all's conversation coming back, you and Wendy talking about that. And it's a good thing to master that for starters, but it ain't, as we both know, it ain't gonna be the only one with all these others coming around that's newer, that you might have seen what here pack known about for the past year or two. You know, you ain't gonna master them all. Go ahead and I gotta take insulin. I'll be back later, K-I-4-L-C-I.